Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For as long as I can remember, I've wanted to go and visit Ireland. I knew from the movies that it was a beautiful place, and that the people there were all happy all the time. According to the movies, in fact, the more poor you were, the more happy you were. And the happiest people in Ireland were the dirt poor, according to the movies. And Sarah knew the same things. She wanted to go too. So we decided that we would take that trip for our 30th anniversary. And the parents of one of her co-workers in Chicago were Irish immigrants. And the co-worker owned a house in County Mayo, near Colosser, near Swinford. And she asked if we wanted to borrow her house. And does anybody ever say, no, I don't want to borrow your house? We landed at Shannon, Ireland, took the shuttle over to the rental car area, and asked the guy from Poland which car was ours, and he pointed. And there were a lot of cars over there where he was pointing. That one? And we moved a little closer, and he pointed again, and eventually we zeroed in on my car, and the guy never spoke one word. Then he stood there, and he watched us drive away. And so did all the other Polish guys at the other rental car companies. I think it was great sport for them to watch the American trying to drive on the left side of the road while trying to shift with his left hand. And the co-worker had written instructions on the back of an envelope, but she hadn't been there for a while. And some of the buildings had been painted, and the Swinford implement dealer was nowhere to be found. Found out he moved out on the highway next to the Toyota dealer. And eventually, we found ourselves in a small town called Kilasser, which consisted of Frank's place and the church. And for the first of several times, an Irish man tried to give us directions to the house, and then he got in the car and led us to the house. And the key was not where the key was supposed to be. And we had been instructed to see Sean, who lived across the highway, who would help us to get settled, and if we needed anything, you know, like a key. Sean wasn't home. It was raining. So we went back into Swinford to Quinn's Bar, and we found out that Sean, no last name needed, was in London at a funeral, but the key was where the key was supposed to be. And I said, no, the key's not where the key's supposed to be. So we went back and forth a couple times, maybe three times, and we finally found somebody who knew where the key was, had the key, and he'd meet us out there. And Sean got back the next day, did help us to settle in, and he asked us if we wanted to buy gas or were we going to burn turf. Burn what? Turf, he said. There's all kinds of it back in the shed, and you don't have to pay for it. Are you going to burn gas or turf? You know, here, a few months ago, we read about that man who tore down his smaller bins to build bigger bins. And when we read about that a couple months ago, we noted at the time that the parable begins with these words, the land, or the ground of a wealthy man produced plentifully. And we noted then that indeed, it is the land, the ground, that brings forth plants. And it's pretty hard to grow things without ground to put into it into. And perhaps, I don't remember, a couple months ago, perhaps we invoked the French physiocrats who likewise noted that all wealth, they say, comes from the ground. A couple hundred years ago, they said that all wealth comes from the ground. So Sean took us out back, and he showed me that turf, T-U-R-F, by which he meant ground or land. And the turf was piled, not stacked. And I burned wood, and the turf was supposed to burn, but I couldn't get it to catch fire. We bought some gas to run the furnace to heat the house. You know how Jane Smiley, who used to teach at Ames, now she lives in California, from where she writes books about Iowa? She talks about how, before the white man got here, things would grow in Iowa. Plants, animals, things would grow, then die, then go into the soil and decay. And by the time the white man got here, there was a lot of rich topsoil waiting him. Some of it black, some of it, she says, 10 feet deep topsoil. And the same thing happened in Ireland, still happens in Ireland. Things grow in Ireland, then they die, and then they go into the soil and do not decay. Do not decay. There is a lot of barren land in Ireland, a lot of beautiful land, a lot of grass and sheep. But we were there for like 10 days and I did not see one cornfield, no soybean field, or a row crop of any kind. Not all land, not all ground is the same. Some is different from others. But several times we saw a man out in the field using their special digging shovel to dig up a brick-shaped sections of turf. And they stacked it like this and let it dry out. They would come back later and get the dry turf, ground, land, and burn their land in the stove for heat. I was reading a Prairie Farmer online a couple weeks ago, a story about farmers getting together about 50 miles south and west of Chicago, getting together for a called harvest gathering, they called it. And there was a picture from last year's gathering, and it looks like they wait till the crops are in, but before it gets cold, and the neighbors get together to eat, socialize, and the like. I don't know any of those people, and some of them, or all of them, may be in church now, or tomorrow, I don't know. But some of them were probably part of that growing number of Americans who will eat turkey tomorrow and perhaps talk about being thankful, but who have forgotten to whom to be thankful. And it's awkward. We've talked about that before. The land of a wealthy man produced plentifully, like it does around here, like it did again this year, and you sell it, or you feed it, and you sell the animals or the products from the animals, and people buy those things, and you make money, and they make money, and they support their families, and the grocer makes a living. So does the banker. So does the shopkeeper, and the pastor gets paid so he can support his family. Teachers, a lot of people work. And then a man named John Deere comes along and builds a factory down there. A factory where people work. And they build the things that farmers use to make valuable things come out of the ground. They also get paid, as do other factory workers at other factories, and the grocer makes a living, and so does the banker, and the like. And when we confess in the creed that God gives me my body and soul, eyes, ears, all my members, my reason, and all my senses, and still takes care of them, we confess that without him who created this and us, without him, we would be pretty hopeless, pretty useless, actually. So we liked Ireland. They like Americans. Not everybody does. And everybody had a relative who lived in America. And surprisingly, we did not know one of their relatives, not even those who lived in Chicago, which was where Sarah was working. And the people there are generally pretty laid back. The library in Gort was not open yet at 11 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. And we asked one of the locals, what's up? And she said, well, the pubs are open till 4 o'clock. I guess that explains it. And a lot of Irish have moved here over the years, and most of them have stayed, and they did the kinds of things, and they do the kinds of things that Americans do, grocer, banker, shop worker, working in the factories. And some of them bought land and farmed. And I wonder what they thought when they found out that you can't burn your land in the stove, but it does grow pretty good crops. And the land of many of them also, and many of you, has produced plentifully. And as noted previously, the land has produced particularly plentifully this year, and so it is appropriate that we gather in this place of abundance, this land of abundance, this nation of abundance. We gather here to give thanks to God, by whose hand we have all this. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.